This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ed Pieper, Vice President of Chevrolet. He joins me to talk about General Motors' reemergence from an expedited bankruptcy process and what the new GM will look like, both in terms of structure and to the American car buying public. And Ed, thanks so much for being with us.
You're very welcome. It's great to be with you, Greg.
Your CEO today, Fritz Henderson, came out and said, welcome to the new GM. Explain for our listeners how it's fundamentally different from the company they've known for decades.
Well, I think a couple of things. We're going to move, you know, faster than we have ever moved before. And sometimes in the past, we haven't been so quick to respond. I think secondarily, you know, we are going to be obsessed and even more obsessed than we've ever been with consumers. But the new GM is all about building great cars and trucks that take care of consumers' needs and that handle what the consumers want. And that's the most important thing. For us, too, a big deal at Chevy is there's only four brands left in the company now. We got to carry 70% of the business. We're going to play at the lower, middle, and upper end of the upper middle part of the market. And we relish the opportunity. I think this is going to be really exciting. Chevy's got some of the best products in the marketplace and certainly the best lineup we've ever had right now.
What specifically was Chevrolet's role in the bankruptcy process? And I talk a little bit about what you're excited about on your specific line going forward here.
Well, I mean, we've had to do several things. I mean, we've had to work on a reduction of our dealerships. We spent an awful lot of time doing that, trying to give the remaining dealers an even more profitable opportunity so that they can invest back in the brands. We've had to renegotiate or cancel every single contract we've had from a promotional and an advertising standpoint. So we've really had our hands full. And in addition to that, we've had to keep the business going, and we're pleased that in May and June we had two pretty good months and some of our best months of the year. So it's been an enormous amount of work by the team in a lot of different areas. Everybody's pitched in, though, and worked really hard together here. And today's a proud day because we get a new opportunity and a new chance today.
Ed, what's the latest on the dealership front? I know there's a lot of frustration about that on Capitol Hill, saying that even some that had been profitable were being asked to close. What's the latest developments there?
Well, the bottom line is I'm not sure where the legislation is going to go. Our whole goal in reducing the size of our dealer network is to we have too many dealers. I mean, with a lot of legacy that we've had, one is to have way too many dealers in the marketplace. And the reason that's an issue is because the remaining dealers don't have an opportunity to have a real profitable venture. And so, therefore, they're not able to do new facilities. They're not able to invest back in the brand. They're not able to compete on a day-to-day basis with some of the competing Toyota dealerships, for example. And we want our guys and gals to have as good an opportunity as anybody else in the marketplace to make a very profitable living. So, and we've tried to reduce our dealer count by reducing the worst performing dealers from a sales perspective that we have out there. And we try to be very fair and very, very consistent in what we've done.
Ed, obviously there's a new structure to General Motors with the Treasury, i.e. the taxpayer, being a 60% shareholder in the new General Motors. How concerned are you about orders and decisions coming from Washington rather than where they should come from in the corporate offices of GM?
They're not going to come from Washington. I mean, our orders are going to come. You know, Fritz Henderson is our boss. In our case, Bob Lutz is now our boss, who's taken over marketing and advertising for us. I mean, we're going to have some of the folks from government on the board of directors, and we our responsibility, our fiduciary responsibilities to the board of directors and to our employees and our dealers, and we are we are going to run the business here. Make no bones about it. We are definitely running the business on a day-to-day basis. And you know what? We got to produce results. Period. There is no other chance, and we've gotten a second chance, and we're going to take advantage of it.
Ed, what are the goals moving forward? I know it's a long road of recovery here and getting back into the good graces of customers and everything we've already talked about. What near-term, long-term goals have been established, if any?
Well, I mean, we want to pay back the taxpayers as soon as we possibly can. We're set up to break even in a marketplace like this right now. We know the market, all business cycles are going to get a little bit better. and they always will, and they always do. And so we're going to get more of a business opportunity. We're going to make a lot of money as a company. But more than ever, we are going to have to continue to build and sell award-winning products to consumers, and we got to love the consumers more and our customers more than we ever have before. And I think at Chevy, you know, we got 10 million active owners who we've sold the last 5 years. We need to make them even stronger advocates for the brand that they love, and this is a brand that's beloved by a lot of people, and we want to continue to grow that brand stature too.
Ed, fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity, Greg.
Ed Pieper is Vice President at Chevrolet. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.